Parliament. Now we have 30 women in, represented, while in 2012, for instance, it was 19, in 2016 it was 24. It was also mentioned the municipal level, and I have to say that compared to 2014, the representation of women in on local level has doubled. In 2014, we had 245 members of the local municipality. In 2021 elections, after 2021 elections, we have 491 members of the local municipalities. The question was raised about the sexual harassment issue. The sexual harassment issue is an issue that is very seriously taken by the government, on legislative as well as on practical level. In 2019, the law on discrimination against all forms, the law on prohibition against all forms of discrimination was amended, and sexual harassment was added as one of the grounds for the discrimination. And since then, the work has started to implement this provision. One of the important issues that we have done, and a few words about the legislation again, the sexual harassment has become administrative offence according to in the same year, and also it was added to the administrative code, and also it was added to the labour code, and it has it is now prohibited. Sexual harassment is now prohibited in labour relations, and since then we started to think about the implementation of this provision. And in 2020, we started a process of introducing a sexual harassment mechanism in the state institutions. The first mechanism was in 2017 in the Ministry of Defense. That was an isolated process, but in 2020 and in 2021, we have reached 9 more institutions now have sexual harassment mechanisms, and we are working with other institutions to have this mechanism as well. At the same time, we try to strengthen the those people working on the sexual harassment, those who are in the in these state institutions, with the support of the UN Women. We provided very comprehensive trainings to them, and we are always kind of we always stay in touch and supportive in towards them in the work that they do. And we want to increase this process to make sure that sexual harassment on workplace is first of all identified, because very often it is hidden and it is not reported, and we know that. And at the same time, once it is identified, then of course treated properly and reacted properly. Now the sexual harassment on the in the outer space, Ministry of Internal Affairs is doing active work on this, and there are a few hundreds of cases of administrative offences that Ministry of Internal Affairs has identified on this matter. And yes, Human Rights Department is very actively involved in this process, because they are monitoring this implementation of this administrative provision. Gender sensitivity of police, there are representatives of Ministry of Internal Affairs here, but I will say a few words. There are a number of trainings provided, and I mentioned one to the Ministry of to the staff of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs at all levels, those who are police officers staying in the street and also those who are sitting in the cabinets, in order to raise awareness and to for them to become more sensitive on these issues. Yeah, very important. Yeah, it was mentioned that Kyla, Georgian Young Lawyers Association mentioned that sexual violence is difficult to deal with and seek justice. I cannot agree more. It is difficult, indeed. Therefore, what we are doing now is that we are working on changing the, we are thinking about the changing of definition of rape. And with this purpose, last month we had a study visit, a high-level study visit, the representatives of different institutions to Sweden in order to know what they do, how they do, and in order to get the experience what they have. And then step by step raise awareness about this issue and then think about changing the legislation and then implementing it. So we are thinking and we are working on this issue as well. Indeed, it is a difficult issue. And finally, a gender equality issue is a very complex and comprehensive issue. It's not something that only prevention or reaction can deal with. Everybody, all state institutions should be involved in the work if we want to achieve a tangible result. Therefore, one of the novelties that we have in this regard is that National Statistics Office is now conducting a research which is called Time Use Survey. This is something that in many other countries is a normal practice, but in case of Georgia, this is done for the first time. And according to this time use survey, we will know 1,500 families are surveyed, and we will know how the people living in these families spend their time, whether this time is paid or non-paid, how men are spending their time, paid, non-paid, how women are spending their time, paid, non-paid. And this will give a clear indication of how we have to proceed in future, because maybe there is a need for more child care institutions, maybe there is a need for a more elderly care institutions in order to give women more time and in order to give women more time for education as well as for the work and to keep this balance, gender balance. So this is something that we are really looking forward. It will be out in the end of the year, and then we will see what will be the results. This is very brief. Of course, there is a lot to say about gender equality, as because after 2017 we have ratified the Istanbul Convention. Many things have changed, many laws amended, many practices introduced, many mechanisms, new mechanisms are introduced. But because of the respect of the time, I will stop here.
Madam Chair, we have questions regarding issue 8, issue 12, and issue 13. We have 10 minutes left, so how would you instruct us? Would you like us to cover all remaining issues?